Bonjour and welcome to The French Way, the podcast about French-inspired wellness for healthy living and sustainable weight loss. I'm Karen Gombeau, your French-American host and certified weight loss coach. So grab a coffee and a croissant and let's go. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to The French Way. I am really excited about this episode because I've been putting a lot of thought into, I would say, these past 10 years, which have been very transformative for me. And I took some time for some self-reflection to see why, how I made the changes that I made. And so today we're going to jump back in time a little bit and talk about how life was for me about 10 years ago, how life is for me now, and the changes that had to take place in my brain to get where I am today. And also how I help my clients make these changes. Because when I look back and it's taken me 10 years, now with my clients, I actually collapse all of that time down. And it's really, really important, the mindset work that needs to be done if you have health and wellness goals. And I don't want you to underestimate that. So let's dive in. Really excited about today's episode. So I want to start by going back 10 years. And so I would have been in my early to mid 40s. I had a very passionate career, high profile job that I absolutely loved in a company that I loved. I was traveling all the time. I had two girls who were in junior high school at that time, which comes with all of the drama of being in junior high. We had a weekend home where we were also going very, very regularly. And I was putting a lot of pressure on myself, pressure to be successful at work, as a mother, as a wife. I'd put some social pressure also on having, you know, a high profile job and having a second home. And also a lot of pressure on myself about, you know, being perfect, that perfect mom, that perfect, just kind of everything, having to have the perfect house. So it's just everything. I was just putting so much pressure on myself. I was ambitious. I was a high achiever. So while I loved it, there was also a price that I was paying. And the price that I was paying was related to stress. I was extremely stressed. I was tired. I had a lot of imposter syndrome at that point in time also. And the result is that I was an emotional eater, whether that be in the evenings or when I was traveling or when any kind of stress came up, I overate. Now, I was never obese, but it was something that constantly preoccupied my brain. Now, if we fast forward 10 years, so today in 2024, I still have a passionate career. I'm currently, if I take my current situation, I'm managing a big move. I'm selling two places. I'm buying a house in the south of France. I'm an entrepreneur, so also owning my own business. My financial security is different. Before, I was a salaried employee. And now with being an entrepreneur, just the situation is different. You know, there's still issues with my children, even though they're in their young 20s. But the big difference here is that I'm not eating emotionally. In the past 10 years, I have lost weight and I have kept it off. There are some strategies, and I talk about those strategies quite a bit, about, you know, things that you can do in terms of course, nutrition and sleep and exercise and walking and water. And all of that is extremely, extremely important. But there's a very big part of it that I want to spend time talking about today, which is the work that I had to do to my mindset also to support my journey and to be able to today say, I'm not stressed. Problems come up. I deal with them without any kind of mind drama. And for having my weight that preoccupied my mind for so many years and took up so much space, it is absolutely gone today. So I'm going to talk about the steps that I went through, and I'm going to give you some very concrete examples to illustrate all of this. The first thing I did was learn the difference between a fact and a thought. Okay, there is a difference between a fact and a thought. And when we say that, it sounds really simple, but actually when we're in our everyday lives, we don't fully understand that. So that was the first step, and I'll detail it in a minute. The second step was actually recognizing what energy was behind the thoughts that I was having in my mind. And the third step that I went through during this transformation was learning to consciously change my thoughts. When I realized that, and when my clients realize that you have the power to change anything in your life simply by changing a thought, that is actually mind-blowing. And the reason why all of this thought work and all of this mindset work is so important for you is, first of all, there is an underlying vibration that if you are looking to make change in your life, but you actually don't believe you can, there is cognitive dissonance. And your body feels it and your brain feels it. And you can actually make change and force change, but it's not going to be easy. It's going to be longer. It's going to be painful. So stopping that cognitive dissonance is really important. The second reason why mindset work is so important is when you can build a self-concept and you know what your self-concept is. And when I talk about self-concept, it's also maybe the self-image, or it's how you see yourself and how you want to be. And living into that self-concept is so important, because if you don't believe that you can lose the weight, or if you don't believe that you can be lean, that actually becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, is you will not lose the weight or you will not be lean. So the mindset work that goes into your self-concept or your self-image is extremely powerful. And the last important point, I think, about mindset work is when you think of it, just over the past, I don't know, 30 or 40 or 50 years now, we know that physical fitness is really important for our bodies. We know that building lean muscle is important, and we know that having some endurance, you know, how much it helps our energy. And so physical fitness is something we know about today and that we practice. We know how to go to the gym. Well, the mindset work that I have done is mental fitness. And it's exactly like physical fitness, except that it's for the brain. And it has, when you do it repeatedly, and there's a process that I'm going to talk about today, that mental fitness is going to completely impact and change your life. So my first point is learning and identifying the difference between a fact and a thought. Now, a fact is something that you can prove in a court of law. It is something that you can usually measure. It is something that everybody pretty much can agree on. Let me give you a couple of examples. 150 pounds. It's something we can measure. That is a fact. It's 50 degrees out today. That is a fact. It's something we can measure. Somebody said words. For example, your email is unclear. Okay, those are just words. So that is a fact. Somebody said words. I sent my resume to somebody, to a company. I did not get a reply. That is a fact. I can prove that in a court of law. I sent an email. Nobody answered me. The train is 20 minutes late. That's also a fact. So those are facts. A thought is the meaning that we give to a fact. So if I go back to my example, 150 pounds, that's a fact. And the thought could be, I'm so fat, or I'll never lose weight. Okay, those are thoughts. It's 50 degrees out. Fact, a thought could be from one person, oh, it's really warm, or somebody else could think, oh, it's really cold. Okay, so 50 degrees is completely neutral, but somebody is giving meaning to that fact. Your email is unclear. Okay, those are just words. They are completely neutral. But what we make it mean is maybe I'm not competent. I'm going to lose my job. My boss hates what I'm doing. Okay, those are the kind of thoughts that our brain immediately goes to. I sent a resume, they didn't answer me, and the brain immediately goes to, I'm never going to get a job. They hated my work. Okay, we're giving meaning to the fact. That is a thought. And when you recognize the difference between a fact and a thought, that is the first step in changing your thoughts. Because thoughts are just that. We can choose them. So that's the first step, is recognizing what is a fact and what is a thought. The second step is to notice the energy behind a thought. And is the energy negative or is the energy positive? So if I go back to the example of weighing 150 pounds, I'm so fat, I'll never lose weight. That is a negative energy. It's finding what is wrong with that fact. And it's completely normal. You know, these are survival modes that, you know, our brain and our evolution has had carried along over, you know, the millions of years in terms of human evolution. We always want to, the brain wants to protect itself. And so we're looking to find what is wrong. Okay. The brain wants to stay safe. And it's the same thing. For example, I sent my CV, I didn't get an answer. And our brain is going, they hated my work. I'm never going to be able to find a job. That is the negative energy. Whereas we can actually choose to think, well, maybe it got lost. Maybe they haven't made a decision yet. Maybe they really like my work. They just haven't got around to contacting me yet. Okay. That is the difference between what I'm calling the energy behind the thought. Is it negative or is it positive or even neutral? So for most people, your thought is immediately negative. That is just how the brain works. And so it is a skill to recognize your thought and consciously switch it to something that is more constructive. And I guarantee you that if your thoughts are more neutral and more positive, it will completely change your life, change your goals, and change all of your aspirations and the intentions that you have when it comes to going after your goals and your dreams. So how do you do this? So you need to train your brain. Just in short, it is mental fitness. And what mental fitness is, it is identifying and decreasing the negative thoughts. And in the work that I do with positive intelligence, it was a book and it's a philosophy by Sherzad Shamin. That is called saboteur. Saboteur is a negative thought, whereas we work to increase the positive thoughts, which is our sage or our sage energy. So when it comes to a negative thought, a negative feeling, that is being caused by our saboteurs. And that is the default mode of our brain. Whereas we want to train it to switch to constructive, positive thoughts, which is our sage energy. When we do mental fitness, we're creating sustained change towards that more positive mindset. And we can actually lay down neural pathways that are going to help us form new habits. And it's simple. It's through consistent daily practice. So how does this show up, for example, in health and wellness? So if the fact is the scale hasn't moved for a week, a saboteur thought might be, I'm never going to lose weight, or why is this so hard? And we can train the brain through mental fitness to tap into that sage energy and get curious. Well, why hasn't it budged? What have I been doing differently or not differently? Am I being consistent with the habits that are supporting my health and wellness goals? So it's a completely different energy. Another example, a fact is maybe I've been only sleeping, 4 to 5 hours a night. Okay, that's a fact, something I can measure. And the saboteur reaction is I'm too tired to do anything. I'm not motivated. The brain is going to see all of those problems that poor sleep is causing. Whereas the sage energy would be more towards finding empathy toward yourself. Maybe you've been tending to a sick parent. Maybe you're traveling for work. Maybe you're moving. But understanding why maybe your sleep has not been as great as it usually is, going into looking at that situation with much more empathy towards yourself, rather than I'm sleeping poorly and complaining about it and not doing anything about it. It's a completely different energy. And I just want to take a third example of maybe your boss has said something at work. Your boss said words to you. And maybe in that case, your saboteur, so that negative energy can show up and you be eating emotionally like I was, out of frustration. Whereas maybe your sage energy is going to help you eat mindfully. Your sage energy is going to help you sit with some uncomfortable emotions and maybe not turn to food. Your sage energy could actually push you to go have a constructive conversation with your boss. Your sage energy can be telling you it's okay that you have your own back. So I just hope that you understand that this is a process, thoughts, facts, recognizing it, and then switching from that negative energy to that positive energy is life-changing. And I have personally worked with several people that I consider to be mentors who have accompanied me throughout this whole process. Like I said, it's been about 10 years. But when I took the time recently to actually think back about what my life was like 10 years ago, how I was feeling, how on edge I was, how stressed I was, and my life today, whereas I could be just as stressed as I was 10 years ago, I'm not. I'm not because I've learned to train my brain. And now, because it has changed my life, I help women change theirs. Whether that be the relationship to yourself, the relationship to their health and wellness journey, the relationship to their weight, your brain can be trained through mental fitness. And I guarantee you that the results will blow your mind. And I help you compress that time. I would love to talk to you about how I can help. Please reach out. This is a skill. First of all, the world needs more of it. We need more mindset work. And it will have a spillover effect on all areas of your life once you learn to do it. So please, ladies, don't underestimate the power that you have within you to change your life through mindset work. Have a great day, everyone. Speak soon. If you enjoyed this podcast and are ready to lose weight and never gain it back in a way that feels pleasurable, then set up a free call with me. You can do this by clicking on the link in the show notes, going to my Instagram account, The French Way, or at my website, karengombo.com. Au revoir et à très bientôt.